This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
He's Tim May. Hi, Timmy.
Hey, Tim.
How's it going, fellas? I'm on the tour of the Goddard School here where my grandson is, I think, a star pupil at almost 10 months old. So he's considered a prodigy. The bad news was the lady, when we checked in, said she could see how he resembles me, and I went, oh, the poor kid, man. I thought we were past that. But
Tim, my question is then, what's your grandson's name?
Owen.
Owen. When there's when the teacher asks a question in the beginning, when it's time to ask questions, does he get the first question like you do at Ohio State?
He holds his arm up and he goes, bleh, like that.
Oh, Helen
telling
Thomas.
Me. Yes. Telling me.
You know, Tim May is the Helen Thomas of Columbus Media. That's why. All right, so you're doing grandfather duty, so we appreciate the fact that you're able to join us.
Oh, no, it's no problem, man. It's okay. All right, my wife's over playing with him right now. Go ahead now.
Oh, good. We got you away from everything for a second. All right, so here's my first question. Should Ohio State ever be playing on a Friday night?
Well, I mean, when they came up with that idea, you know, several years ago, Ohio State was one of those that, as Gene Smith sort of said, and I'm paraphrasing here, he weren't exact quotes, but they might be interested – as far as the home game goes, of maybe doing it once in this whole, you know, whenever this wears out. But, you know, the thing about an Ohio State home game that's different, and I'm getting to what your question is, but the difference about Ohio State is, you know, when you got 105,000 people descending on, you know, on a Friday afternoon, most of them drive in for these games and stuff, and just logistically you've got school and all that kind of stuff letting out, and it's just it would be a logistical nightmare almost for Ohio State, Penn State, or Michigan to host one of these things. But, you know, they said they would, you know, possibly do it once or consider it once. But even Northwestern has gone grudgingly into this thing. And, you know, be honest with you, with Ohio State coming off an off week and then playing Wisconsin next week, number one, they've had time to rest up. And number two, they'll have an extra day to prepare for Wisconsin. If I was Ohio State, I wouldn't be griping too much, you know.
So where does this money go to? They just split it up evenly? And
well, I'm not even sure how much more money's involved. I haven't even seen the figure, because basically it comes out of your Big Ten, you know, it comes out of your media, the big media pie for the Big Ten. You know, that gets split up, you know, evenly. So I'm not sure you get a bonus for hosting it. But the bottom line is, you know, they agreed to do it. This is the one word about college football and college sports in general that I have not liked since I first heard it used by an athletic director many years ago. The word that they consider themselves inventory for television networks. Inventory means, you know, they may put you on the shelf in the front or the back, but I mean, almost whatever they say goes to a certain extent, and which I think is like, you know, really getting past the pale. Of course, you got to understand, I grew up in the 60s and 70s when, you know, you could only be on TV, what, 3 times in 2 years and stuff like that.
Right.
It was a different time. But now when you just bow to the whims and wishes of a network so they can get one more point in the ratings is, you know, it's just kind of interesting. And of course, that's even backfired on them now because of the big delay in the Yankees-Astros situation has moved this game from the Fox Sports 1, which was, by the way, second tier to Fox, to the Big Ten Network, which isn't in as many homes, but they may get their best number for a Big Ten Network game all year tonight. So there you go.
All right, so
you know, it's Ohio State playing.
Yes. So give me a reason why someone would want their team to, a team like Ohio State, give me a reason why you would want them to play on Friday night.
Well, no, I mean, I watched UCLA and Stanford last night. You know, that's on a Thursday night. What's, you know, that's crazy too when you think about it, but yeah. It's like, you know, you got a chance to have your team sort of be featured, you know, on a night when most of the time, you know, you're not watching college football. That's sort of the idea. You know, the funny thing about Saturday nights, and Fox has caught on to this, which I give them credit. Saturday night used to be one game, and it was like prime time, and it was Kirk Herbstreit and Chris Fowler or whomever doing the game. And now there's, you know, Saturday nights you can watch 7 or 8, 10 games, and so it's not exclusive anymore. My opinion, noon on Saturday or 1 o'clock on Saturday, in my opinion, is prime time for college football, as far as I'm concerned. And Fox has caught on to that. That's why next week's game with Wisconsin is going to be at noon. And I, you know, being a longtime sports writer with deadlines and things, I always applauded whenever I saw noon next to the game.
So, do you think we'll trend back to the bigger games being during the day on Saturday?
It's already happening.
Yeah.
It's already happening. Oklahoma, Texas was at noon, 11 a.m. Central Time last week. I was at the Alabama Texas A&M game. It was going to be a big game, you know, they thought, but that was at 2:30 Central Time, 3:30 Eastern. And like I said, you know, Ohio State, Wisconsin's at noon. So, I think you're sitting, of course, you already know Michigan, Ohio State's going to be at noon, and there's a good chance maybe Penn State, Ohio State will be at noon. So, yeah, I think that's what you're trending back to, and I love that, man. Well, if I lived on the West Coast, I'd be in the high wheat field because games would start at 9 a.m. and get over about 10 p.m. That'd be perfect for me because I love college football.
And you get to go to bed by 10:15.
Yeah, there you go. On Manhattan Beach and have a little martini or something.
Well, in the meantime, there is a football game, and it's Ohio State and Northwestern. What are you looking at for this game?
Well, there's no secret that Northwestern is like one of the worst offenses in the country in terms of total offense, scoring, et cetera, and that wasn't supposed to be that way. I mean, they're coming off, number one, of playing in the Big Ten championship game a year ago, getting beat by Ohio State. But number two, Hunter Johnson was one of those sought-after transfers a couple of years ago. He had to sit out last year. You know, he originally signed with whom? Clemson. And then when Trevor Lawrence came in, that caused the big dominoes to fall there, you know, with Kelly Bryant now at Missouri. You see Missouri's playing pretty well. But Hunter Johnson's supposed to be one of those maybe instant offense kind of guys, and he's been anything but. I mean, now they're playing him and the other kid, Aiden Smith, and they're both completing less than 50% of their passes, which is crazy when you think about it. And they've been inept almost on offense. And the funny thing about it was earlier this week, Pat Fitzgerald was talking about his offense, and somebody was criticizing the offensive line. He said the offensive line is actually playing extremely well. He just thinks their running backs keep making wrong cuts, as I've called it. Instead of running to daylight, they're running into brick walls. And then the quarterbacks are missing blitz pickups and things like that. And from the standpoint of, you know, pre-snap reads and things, that's just been kind of a cluster for them. But defensively, they're a solid, good defense like they were last year. They remind you of Michigan State. Their front seven, you know, returned fairly intact from a year ago, which was a really good defense. And, you know, where they're really vulnerable is probably on the edges. The thing about Ohio State, like I've told you guys a million times, is Ohio State has answers for almost any question you pose them defensively now. And so it'll be interesting to see whether Ohio State just comes out ripping and roaring and throwing the ball. You know, one of our guys on Letterman Road predicted this week that Justin Fields will have his first 300-yard passing game as a collegian. We'll see tonight. But, you know, under Ryan Day, they still want to establish the power run game because that opens up all the other faucets.
Tim, I was hearing my nephew was going to go to the game tonight. He's in Chicago for the weekend. He's like, tickets were going for like $220 for tonight's game to try to get even decent seats for, according to him.
$220. That's a pretty good price.
Yeah. So he's really, is that a good price?
Well, here's the thing: you talk about $2.20 or $220.
$220.
Yeah, that's a decent price. I mean, you got to remember that thing place only seats like 48,000.
Right.
So,
is it in Ohio?
Not even half Ohio State size. Go ahead.
Well, will it be an Ohio State home game on the road? Yes. And you know what I'm talking about.
It'll be at least the games I've covered up there in the past. It'll be at least 50-50. I mean, it'll be at least 50-50 and probably. But, you know, that's been a strange place for Ohio State to play. And I say that they've only lost once there since the 1970s. And, you know, the 2004 game, when the 2014 was kind of in disarray at that point. I'm talking about Ohio State defensively. And this is a totally different animal going in there this week. I mean, Ohio State defense is one of the great defenses in the country right now. And offensively, like you know, I mean, Eric, I don't know if you're paying attention, but Ohio State's going to be possibly without starting left tackle Thayer Munford, and his primary backup, Josh Allaby, is definitely out tonight. So there'll be a little shuffling on the offensive line to take up for that. You'll probably see Nicholas Petit-Freer play, start a game possibly tonight for the first time. But other than that, I mean, this is a really good Ohio State team going in there. But like I said, still, strange things can happen on the road at night, as you well know, no matter where you are. And like I was warning somebody today, it can happen at home, too. Just look what South Carolina and Georgia a week ago. Crazy.
All right, so you're thinking if they come out, as you say, rip-roaring, what does that mean score-wise?
I don't know. I just like to say rip-roaring.
Yeah,
I think
I know.
It sounds
it's a great
cool.
Word.
But past that, well, I'm picking 41-7 Ohio State. That's my kind of the score I've got in my mind. I don't know why I'm giving them seven because they've been so inept offensively, but this is the same team that they've scored the most points of anybody so far this year against Wisconsin. They scored 15. They still got beat, but, you know, they were kind of in that game if they could have made it, if they completed three or four passes. But the problem is that's what they've been having problems with, and I think this Ohio State secondary and then Chase Young and company are primed to get after them tonight.
Tim May, thank you very much. Enjoy your grandparents' day over there at the preschool that you're at right now.
I got to get back in there and get some juice and cookies before it's all gone.
Yeah, you better hurry up. Goodbye,
Tim. Chocolate chip, man. I'm looking for the chocolate chip.
No such thing as a bad chocolate chip cookie.
That is an excellent point.
Tim, thank you very much. Appreciate it. All right, make sure you check out Tim May on Letterman's Row, and does a great job for us every Friday when we talk Ohio State football. And, of course, he was on the North Homestead Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.